is, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in jail as a result of Abner's action. Abner is approaching. Listen.
Hey, Lum? Lum?
Abner, going away from here. I don't even want to talk to you.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I just come by to find out if you weren't hungry.
Well, of course I'm hungry. Anybody'd be hungry that hadn't ate for 2 days.
Well, what do you want for supper?
I told you yesterday that I was on a hunger strike.
Oh, paddle now, Lum.
I ain't going to eat nothing till you let me out of here. You may as well make up your mind to it.
Yeah, all right. You're going to make yourself sick, though. Body's got to eat something, Lum.
Well, let me out of here then, and I'll eat.
I'll let you out of here when you promise to do what I ask you to.
I'll never do it. I'll starve right here first. Starve clean to death.
You mean you think so much of that Trixie Van Dusen that you'd starve to death before you promised not to have nothing more to do with her?
Yes, sir. I'll die of mortar first.
Well, all right. If you think I'm going to let you out of here to keep you from starving, then you got another thing coming.
Oh, you won't.
No, sir, I won't, and that's fine.
Fine friend. After all I've did for you, you locked me up in jail.
Well, now, Lum, I...
Fine friend you turned out to be, I must say.
I told you I didn't want to do it. You know that. I just done it for your own good.
My own good?
Yes, sir, your own good.
I don't know where you got the idea locking a man up in jail is good for him.
I'm doing it just because you're my friend, Lum. Because I think so of you.
Granny, if that's the way you treat your friends, I'd hate to be one of your enemies.
Man, you just wait and see now. You'll wring my hand for this when you get out of here.
I'll wring your neck. That's what I'll wring.
I'm locking you up in here to keep you out of the penitentiary. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I'd a heap rather be in a penitentiary than be locked up in this jail where everybody in the community can pass by and see me and make fun of me.
Well, Lum, I hate that part of it, too, but there just weren't no other way to do it.
Abner, you've brung a disgrace right down on the name of Eddard.
Oh.
The very idea is locking a justice of the peace and president of the school board up in jail just like he was a criminal.
Well, you would have been a criminal if I'd let you run loose a while longer. As thick as you getting with that Professor Collinmore, the leader of the whole gang.
Well, now, that's my business. I'm old enough to take care of myself. I know what I'm doing.
Lum, when a fella your age gets as crazy about a woman as you are about that Trixie Van Dusen, it's time that somebody stepped in and taken charge. My dog is I'm the one to do it. You ought to have a guardian, that's what you ought to have.
Well, now, you're just supposed to be a deputy town marshal. It don't come under the duties of your office to tell folks who they can be friends with and who they can't.
It was the only way I could study up to save you, Lum. Just lock you up to where you couldn't get into no trouble, and that's what I did.
Well, you can't hold a feller this way without charges.
I can't.
No, sir. It's illegal.
Looks like I'm doing a pretty good job of it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Again, I done get out of here. You better make yourself scarce.
Yeah, by the time you get out of here, me and that detective will have that gang of jewel thieves arrested and in jail. And then you'll be tickled to death that I'll never let you join up with them.
I ought to lawsuit you. That's what I ought to do.
Lawsuit me?
You better not ever let yourself be brung up before my justice, the peace court, I'll tell you that. I'll send you up for life. Regardless of what the charges are.
Well, now, Lum, there ain't a bit of use of us arguing about it. We had all this out the other night whenever I locked you up in here. I told you how I hated it. I know you're mad, and I don't blame you, Lum, but you just don't understand. That's the whole thing.
You don't understand either. You're just knocking me out of making $500 as slick as a whistle. And you don't know nothing about that.
Oh, yes, I do, too. I know all about it. That Professor Collinmore is offering you $500 for joining up with him and helping him.
How'd you know that?
Well, never mind. I knowed it. I never would have thought you'd have joined up with an outfit like that for no amount of money, Lum. I'm ashamed of you. And I don't believe you would have either if you'd been in your right mind.
In my right mind?
Yes, sir, in your right mind.
Oh, I see. So that's the reason you locked me up in here, because you thought I was losing my mind.
Yes, sir. I believe that Trixie sort of affected your reasoning, Lum, just to be honest with you. Well, you ain't what I'd call plumb crazy, but you ain't yourself, Lum. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, I know what I'm doing. Ask me some questions. I know I can prove I know what I'm doing.
Questions about what?
Anything. I don't care what it is. I'll answer it.
Well, let's see. Don't know what to ask you, hardly.
Oh, ask me some arithmetic problems.
Arithmetic?
I ain't got a pencil, so ask me some easy ones I can sort of work in my head. Give me the $64 question. I don't care.
Well, let's see. If I was to keep you locked up in this jail for 10 years...
For 10 years?
Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. And you never ate nothing all that time. How many...
Well, I couldn't stay in here for no 10 years without nothing to eat. I'd starve to death.
Lum, we're just making out like you could.
I don't even want to talk about it. 10 years? I know I'll be out of here before that time.
Oh, sure. Don't worry about that. I think it'll take me and Mr. Wilson about, maybe 2 or 3 weeks to clean up that whole bunch of jewel thieves.
You're aiming to keep me locked up for 2 or 3 weeks, you mean?
You're going to stay right here till we get that gang caught. Or till you promise me not to have nothing to do with that Trixie Damson.
I never would have thought you'd have did me this way.
Well, Lum, you're just making it twice as hard on yourself. I offered to fix the jail up nice and comfort for you. Going to bring your bed down here and offer to get you a radio and a nice rocking chair. Just sit here all day and rock and listen to the radio. Have the time of your life. Tried my best to do it, and you wouldn't let me.
No, I wouldn't do it. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. It'd suit me a lot better if you'd stay away from down here.
Well, all right, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll stay away.
That's exactly the way I feel about it.
All right, sir, I'll do it. I just come over here now to see if there's anything I could do for you. We was fixing to sit down to supper over at the place, and Elizabeth had such a good meal fixed up, I just thought maybe you'd like something to eat.
I told you it's on a hungry strike. When I go on one of them, I stay on till I get what I want.
Well, all right. You're waiting for me to turn you out because you ain't eating. You're just missing a lot of good grub, I'll tell you that. Elizabeth's got just the very things tonight that you like best. Chicken and dumplings and mashed potatoes and gravy and hot biscuits and black-eyed peas.
Well, you don't have to come over here and brag about what all you've got to eat over at your place.
All sorts of vegetables out of the garden. Fried okra and collards and corn on the cob and pie and cake and...
What kind of pie?
Apple pie. I seen her baking it. With cheese.
Sounded just like she'd fixed that whole meal for me.
Yeah. I know that you liked all them things.
Yeah, all of them are my favorite dishes, you might say.
Well, it's just a shame that you ain't eating.
Hard.
But, as long as you feel that way about it, I reckon I may as well get on back to the place and eat some of it myself before it gets too cold. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Wait a minute, Abner.
What is it?
You reckon them fellas that goes on them hungry strikes starts out even?
What do you mean, even?
Them fellas like McHatt and McGandy and them mortars. Reckon they eat a lot forever they start them strikes, or do they start out on empty stomachs?
Well, Lomi, I don't know, Lom. I don't know. Well, I'll see you in a
moment. Oh, wait a minute, Abner. Sit down. I want to talk to you. Tell me again what all of y'all having over there.
Well, I just said chicken and dumplings and hot biscuits and gravy and mashed potatoes and collards and black-eyed peas and apple pie and cake, you know, that double chocolate cake.
I don't believe I'm treating myself right on this. I was hungry wherever I started it. Maybe I better eat a big meal tonight and start this hungry strike over again in the morning.
Well, that's fine. I'll tell you what, Lump. I'll have Elizabeth fix you up a big plate of everything she's got over there.
Tell her double helpings if she's got plenty.
I know that sounds good to you. You know it was plumb foolish for you to ever do without victuals in the first place, Lump.
That's the only way I could get any sympathy around here. Looks like all my friends just went back on me.
They ain't no such a thing, Lum. Everybody's trying to help you.
Trying to help me?
Yes,
nothing. I thought you was the best friend I had in the world, Abner, and you showed your friendship by locking me up in jail. I had Cedric go around to raise a bond to get me out, and he said all my friends refused to sign it.
Well, now, just to be honest with you, Lum, that was my fault. I told everybody in town not to sign your bond. I wanted to keep you in here for your own good.
Oh, you're the one that done that.
Yes, sir.
I wondered why fellas like Grandpappy Spears and Ezra Seastrunk refused to sign the bond for me after all I did for them.
I explained to them how it was.
Abner, if I ever get out of here, I'll whop you if it's the last thing I do on this earth. Now, I I don't want your dad blamed victuals. Just leave them at home. I'll starve to death before I eat them.
Well, now...
Shut up. Don't even talk to me.
Well, I just started to say, here comes Cedric Weaver.
Grannies, I'll get him to bring me something to eat from the hotel.
Well, all right. Get him. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Hey, Mr. Abner, you're the very fella I want to see.
What is it, Cedric?
Well, I've got an order here for you from the sheriff in at the county seat.
Huh?
Mr. Lum, I'll have you out of there in a minute. Miss Trixie and Mr. Professor Colin Dog, or Collie Dog, or whatever his name is, made bail for you.
They did?
Well, bless her heart. Bless her little heart. I know it. I know there's love for you.
Oh,
true love. Hurry up, Abner, and open this door. And you know what I told you I was going to do to you when I got out of here.
Cedric, come over here just a minute.
Yes, well, what is it, Mr. Abner?
Well, here. You take these keys, Cedric, and I'm sort of in a hurry. Now, when I get down yonder...
Hurry up, let me out of here, Abner.
No, don't listen to him. When I get down yonder to the corner of my fence...
Let me out of here.
You see me start running, when you go ahead and let Lum out. Now, don't unlock that door till I get a good head start.
Yes, indeed, Abner. When the mood Lum's in, you'd better get an awfully big head start. Well, be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.